This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Hella Travel Overseas. I'm starting November by jumping on a plane and heading overseas for 17 days, going big and hoping to make it home. Traveling has not been for the faint of heart for quite a while, but now in the semi-maybe post-pandemic openings for travel around the world, it's a rat's nest of complexity and horror. I'm not an NBA player or a high-paid healthcare worker, so of course I've been fully vaccinated since last January. But traveling overseas, that's kind of so what. Adding to the degree of difficulty, this is actually my second attempt to leave the country for the first time since I returned from a trip in February 2020. My first attempt to meet with Acorn Canada organizers ended in Chicago's O'Hare Airport when I didn't realize that a freshly minted rule meant that I needed a PCR test within 72 hours. You're nodding and there's a tut-tut starting to escape from your mouth, but navigating which country, what airline, and the when and how of antigen versus PCR test is part of the new obstacle course now. Let me explain. In an excess of caution, I got a PCR test from the Louisiana National Guard a couple of days ago, despite being multiply assured that I would not need it to arrive in England tomorrow. I no longer even believe what I read or hear. I'm also carrying two antigen home-based tests, so I can pull one out at the least provocation if threatened at a border that accepts such tests. Having been stopped by American Airlines in Chicago, I'm on United Airlines now to the UK. They want me to load up my documents to make it easier to get on a plane. Uploading the vaccination documents was a piece of cake on their app, but scanning my passport into their app was a journey on the hamster wheel going nowhere. After 50 or so attempts by me and my loved ones, we gave up. I will wait in line and complain before I'm off to Heathrow. Does that get me or anyone into the United Kingdom? Oh, no, of course not. Within 48 hours of travel, you have to fill out an online UK travel document, which is absolutely an exercise in a new kind of fresh hell. Figuring out how to type in my U.S. phone number was a fool's game of their chauvinism, as was the password requirement at 14 characters. Then, past the halfway mark, you have to enter the delivery number of what they call your second-day test. You can get into the country, but you have to prove that you're going to be tested ASAP. Do they accept my antigen test? No, sucker. You go on a website after figuring out which region will find you on the second day. You then pay, in my case, £60 for a test that is free in the USA. I was on my computer caught in this monstrous web for 3 hours straight before finally filling out all forms, making reservations, printing instructions, etc., etc., etc. Not that going next week from Scotland to France will be any easier. You have to fill out an honor statement swearing off COVID. And the antigen test may do. We'll see, won't we? Going back will be no easier, I fear. Our Acorn International Organizers meeting is outside of Paris, but we're all having to have other tests to stay there before leaving an additional test organized around the rural conference center to meet the 72-hour requirement to get back home. Oh, and don't you know, a QR code on your vax proof will make it easier to register at the center once you get there. Our organizers will return hale and hearty with new energy from the experience. But in terms of France, they won't know anything about the Louvre. They will have opinions from their experience with the French healthcare system to take home, that's for sure. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.